a good, and this is not as good as it gets. I promise.
Why not?
It gets a little better.
It gets better when you're hoisting.
When you win, yeah.
Exactly. You're hoisting the trophy on your head.
It is fun to be a part of this, though. It's easy to lose sight of that.
This,
it's easy to lose sight of that.
You dig this. I had to laugh and I wrote about it this week, and if my phone ever works, I'll get going.
I don't need to use this, right?
It's just not.
Yeah.
James is sitting there telling you take no prisoners. James telling you, you know, you have no friends out there. That's not how you race. And you should know that by now, right? I mean,
I think they just try to remind me in case I need to do something stupid. Which I didn't, so.
Which I can't remember a time in your career which you have.
Yeah, I have. I try not to.
Oh,
yeah, sure. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I try not to. I mean, I try to just, you know, I mean, I don't know if I even try not to. It's just I don't. Like, I guess I'm programmed that way. I always have been since I started racing, and my dad taught me that I had to respect my equipment, and I was the one working on it, you know. It's just the way it's always been. So, yeah.
Aren't you grateful that you're in your position this week, though, and not Denny's? I mean, you know, you don't have any, there's no shit stirring that has gone on with the 19 and anybody else, but, you know, he's brought down the rash of Chase Elliott fans. He's brought down the rash of Bowman fans. I mean, it's him against the world, and you just have to go out and do one job on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, I guess try to focus on, you know, what really matters, and luckily I haven't been in any confrontations here lately, so it's always good to not have enemies when it comes down to a race like this. And you know, not that they'll come into play. I mean, I don't see anybody doing anything, you know, out of control this weekend. I think everybody understands it's the championship race. It's, you know, the final four, and you know, I don't think anyone will do anything silly. But I guess you just less enemies makes it a little bit easier if you get back in traffic or something. That guys will, you'll show a little bit more respect, I would say.
And the one thing that you said when I walked up is, this is fun for you. This is actually, I mean, I'd love to have the four of you guys up there trash talking. You know, that's fun for us, but
yeah.
This is fun for you.
To yeah.
Be in this spot, I mean, my gosh, for the last 6 years, isn't it?
I think it's my fifth time. So, yeah, I mean, it's been, wish we could have won a few more of them, and we've been close. So just, you know, honestly, feel lucky to have the chance, have another opportunity, another championship, and you know, excited to be here at Phoenix, and you know, we got a lot of confidence. Winning here in the spring really you know, makes us feel good about this weekend. Hopefully we can do what it takes, and hopefully we got what it takes when we show up you know, tomorrow for practice. And it's gonna be interesting having practice and qualifying again for sure. I mean, that's I don't think any of us remember how to qualify, so that'll be interesting. It's like, yeah, hey, you get two laps and you know, go out there and drop the hammer and see what happens. So It should be a fun weekend, and just, you know, like I said, thankful to be part of it, thankful for a great team and a great season, and hopefully we can get it done this weekend.
You come in here, you've been a champion before, so you know what that pressure's like. But she kind of touched on a little bit, you know, there's some other stuff going on in politics. And
nah, I don't know about none of that.
But with you, you're kind of like under the radar. You just kind of come in here, and you can focus on one thing, and that's winning the championship. Does that make it easier? Have you even reflected on that?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's just – I think it's easier for me to, you know, deal with it that way. I don't really – hadn't really, I guess, been in any other positions before to understand that. But, you know, understanding what this weekend is, what it's all about, how big it really is, and how to kind of control everything around you and focus on what matters. So, look, excited to get in the car tomorrow and see what we have and go to work.
No one's mad at you.
Nobody's mad at me that I know of. I mean, they could be. I could have pissed somebody off along the way a couple of times. I don't know. You never know around here. So I think everything's okay, though.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
What are your thoughts on having a media day like this again? I mean, we haven't done these in a couple of years, it seems like.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, I honestly, I think the longer you do this, the more you're around the sport, the more you enjoy these things, and you understand that this is you know, a big part of what we do. And it's always nice to see all you guys, you know, familiar faces and, you know, people that help, you know, take our sport to, you know, the masses and to all the people and help them understand how we do things, what we do. And we appreciate everybody, and it's good to be able to do this stuff again.
How does qualifying in your starting spot matter? I mean, look, you saw Chase start at the back last year in this race and
yeah.
Win. So, I mean, you can come up through the back, and you guys should be among the best cars.
Yeah, I don't, you know, at the end of the day, to answer your question, I don't know that it really matters. You know, it has nothing to do with pit selection this weekend, which is different than normal. So I think more than anything, it's kick the weekend off right. It's kind of like a warning shot. Like, you know, we have the best car. It's kind of like a confidence thing. You know, you want to win everything, right, as a team. You want to win practice. You want to win qualifying. You want to win a race on any given weekend. But this weekend, it's bigger than normal. And it's kind of like that first shot of, okay, you know, we're the best car. We've laid down the gauntlet. What are you going to do about it? You know, so that part of it's fun. And does it really matter? Probably not. But it's, you know, it's fun to be able to do that. And then, you know, obviously you don't risk having to start back in traffic if you do qualify bad and maybe getting in somebody's mess.
How much do you, you know, with not having to practice in qualifying, so, you know, there's not that opportunity to look at the board and see who's the fastest and kind of throw down the gauntlet at the beginning of the weekend. Look, 2017, you were so much faster than most people every week that, you know, they were trying to catch up. How much does that matter? How much does that impact things?
Well, I think you know, it's tough, but it's always nice to have a gauge before the race. You know, these days we show up, we don't know what we have. We just go race, right? And at the end of the day, you're like, okay, this is what we had. Wasn't good enough. We need to work on this. We work on that for next week. You never had a chance to recover if you were off, whether it was a bad decision or maybe your car just wasn't fast enough, you know. But usually it comes down to at this level with, you know, the level of team that I have. We have great cars, great equipment, great people. It usually comes down to decisions. You know, maybe we didn't bring the right setup, or we went too aggressive on this, or not enough aggressive in this area. So I think for us this weekend, it just gives us all a chance that if we do make a bad decision, or, you know, get too aggressive or not aggressive enough, we can react and try to give our team the best, you know, opportunity possible to go out there and win the race. So it'll be more heads up this way, I think. It'll be more in the team's hands because we do get to work on the cars and we do get to, you know, take some chances on the setup and try some things and try to find some speed.
You talk about decisions. You know, one race only type of event for a championship, obviously so many things can happen. Obviously you guys got, you know, burned a few years ago with the pit stop and the tires and things like that. How do you – there's so many things that can happen. How do you forget about that? I mean, how does somebody move on from something like that?
Yeah.
Because it could, you know, it happened to Denny a couple of years ago with the mm-hmm. name on the front. That it's, there's so much that one decision can make an impact in a lot of ways.
Well, that's every week. You know, that's racing in general. I mean, I always tell people you need a million things to go right to win a race. Just one race, a million things. One of those goes wrong, you're probably not going to win, or there's a good chance you won't win. So we deal with that on, you know, on a regular basis. But as it comes down to the championship, to your point, you don't get to do this every year. You know, there's no guarantee that, you know, anybody's ever going to win a championship, let alone have the opportunity. So they definitely mean more. They hurt more when they're in this situation, when it's, you know, like last year we didn't get to come back and try to, you know, fix what we did in 2019 with the tire issue. So I think you relish the opportunity. You really understand what the opportunity is about. And it's really a game of the odds, I think. The more times you're in this, you know, the better chance you have of winning one of them. For us, the last two we've been in, we finished second and probably had the best car. So maybe the odds are in our favor here to get our second one. Let's hope. Every race is – you always got to not, you know, not beating yourself. The competition with, you know, as good as the competition is, you can't make mistakes. So that's always a big part of it. You know, Phoenix will be no different. It is a short race, absolutely, yeah. Hard to overcome problems, but if you have something happen, hopefully it happens early. And, you know, in the spring race here, we had to fix some damage, and at the end of stage one, we were able to come through the field. So you can do it here. Track's gotten racy the last couple of years, and you can make it up, but it better happen early.
You joked a while ago about going out and forgetting about how to qualify. What's your prediction on the over-under as far as people looping it around going out there? Because we haven't done this in a while.
I don't see anybody looping it around. I think it's a matter of, you know, qualifying. You're always at 101%, and you got to get it all. You're always pushing super hard, and hitting your marks at Phoenix is always a little bit tricky, especially with the sun going into turn three. So it'll just be fun to kind of feel that energy again of that excitement and the nerves of going out, getting strapping in, and, you know, going, laying it, trying to lay one down a hot lap.
When you won here, did you feel like you'd be back in this position?
I didn't know. As good as my car was that day, I was hoping. You know, I told somebody last week before the race, or a few people, I think, in my media stuff, that we really all summer we're looking forward to Martinsville Phoenix. Like all summer, we're like, we just got to get there. And, you know, we made it, so here we are. We'll see what we can do with it. I feel good.
You said a couple weeks ago, if we get to Phoenix, watch out. Is that your prediction?
Yeah, I mean, we're here, so I feel really, really good. But we'll see. You know, it's that was a long time ago. Car wise and team wise and, you know, the roles and what we have now. I don't know, you know, where we stack up against the Hendrick cars, honestly. They've been really, really strong, so we'll see. But, you know, our car was crazy. Just the way it felt in the spring was amazing, and I'm hoping we can get that feel with even more speed this weekend.
Ever since this series, the championship final four, the winner came from the final four, the winner of the race. You're gonna have to win this race.
Oh yeah, no question.
Must win, absolutely.
I mean, honestly, I feel like, you know, what you just said, you look at it every year, the winner, you know, comes from the final four guys. So, I mean, I think you have to win it to win it.
After winning in the spring, do you consider yourself the favorite?
I don't think you can really pick a favorite. I mean, it's so hard to pick. I've been in this situation before, and I think, you know, it's 2017, we were probably the favorite because we won the most races. But still, even then, it was came down the last 30 laps of us getting the lead on pit road and winning. So, I mean, it's too hard to pick a favorite in one race deal.
Do you like having that added pressure to a full three-day weekend versus just a single-day race?
Yeah, I don't mind it. I mean, I think it's fun. You know, the biggest thing that I think we all miss about the old schedule is spending time with our team, you know, in the hauler with our guys and really, you know, getting in there and going to work with them and being a part of the process throughout the weekend. That's something that, as a driver, is so special. It's so fun, and I've really missed that for the last 2 years. You know, it's really been, you know, been a missing piece of the racing fun for me. So I'm excited about that. Spend some time with the guys in the garage, and, you know, cutting up, having fun, and really just getting down to the nuts and bolts and working with them and getting the car better.
You mentioned, you know, how many times you've been here before. You have a couple of runner-up finishes. You've been one of them, like, Sting, is there one that sticks out to you as, like, the one that got away?
Really, honestly, both 18 and 19. I mean, 18, we were a dominant car, and we had to race one, and, you know, a late caution, and, you know, we get beat because it took us 8 or 10 laps to get going. So, I mean, it was, like, the worst-case scenario to get beat with the best car. And in 2019, we kind of beat ourselves, which hurt. But I felt like both years hurt equally bad because – we had the best car and we were in position leading. We led most of the race in both of them, and, you know, it just it didn't play out the way we needed it to. So they both stung a lot. 2015 was just kind of like, you know, we didn't even know what we were doing. We were just like, how did we do this? How did we even get here? And you know, so we finished fourth, but we didn't have high expectations. So I think, you know, we weren't even really on our own radar at that point.
Big teams. Has there been any discussion of a split strategy or anything to try and get JGR the win?
No, not at all. I think we're both for teams are out to try to do the best we can for, you know, for our individual, you know, teams and sponsors, and we'll do it, you know, whatever we need to do to make that happen.
So the coach has basically said that boys go out there and
yeah, he would never put us in a position to say, you know, we're going to give you each a 50-50 shot. There's, you know, that's not an option.
Do you like being kind of the underdog on this one? Is it?
I don't think we are. I mean, I really
don't. I'm sure you don't.
I really don't. I mean, I don't know. Do you? I mean,
no, I don't.
I feel
the numbers. I'd rather be in your position.
I feel good about where we're at. I don't know the numbers. I don't really have an, you know, opinion on a favorite or anything. I feel really good. I'm excited, and I think we can get it done. So let's see what happens.
What's James been like this week? Is he pretty calm and relaxed? You know,
He's been calm, relaxed. He's got a plan, and I feel, you know, good about what we're doing, and I think he's ready. Yeah, well, he'll do a great job.
Same car you guys had back in the spring, bringing this weekend?
I don't think so, but I don't know. I didn't even ask. I don't ask about cars anymore because they're always the same. Yeah. They always bring their best one, and that's always the best one. Like, it's guaranteed. It's not like back in the day you had your favorite car and every other car felt different. You know, today they're so good at building them. It's just, the better one is always the newer one. So whatever they think is the best, I'll be happy to drive.
Is that why you don't name your cars?
Exactly. Yeah, because these days, literally, we don't even know what car it is. You know, I mean, we don't even look at that number on them anymore. It's crazy.
One of the unique things about this weekend is practice and qualifying. Is that a good thing for you guys? Because I know sometimes in practice you can be kind of lost a little bit, but it's a good thing and you kind of work on it.
Yeah, I talked about that a little earlier. I think no, it's fine. I think it's good. I mean, I'm excited about it. I miss it. You know, missing hanging out with the guys, spending more time with them, and really, you know, kind of getting in depth on getting the car right and what we think the track's going to do and all that kind of stuff. So qualifying is going to be fun. We haven't done that in a while. And, you know, at the end of the day, I think it probably makes it a little more heads up, you know, for all four of us to race against each other, being that we have an opportunity to see what we have and make some adjustments on that. Yeah, because you never know. Sometimes you go with a gut instinct and it doesn't work. And then sometimes you go with a gut instinct and you kick everybody's ass. So, you know what I mean? It's at least we have a little bit of a sanity check on the car as far as that goes.
Do you think about what a second championship could do for your legacy? I mean, I've heard Brad talk before how, you know, a lot of guys win championships. That's a big thing. But winning a second one kind of validates the first one and really kind of elevates your career. I didn't know if you had the same perspective or not.
I haven't thought about it, honestly. I mean, I try not to think about those kind of things, whether it's, you know, number of wins or what championships mean or what, you know, what where your place in the overall sport is. I mean, I think it's, those are things you look at when you're done and you can look back and say, man, why did I do that or why didn't I do that? You know, so I just focused on the weekend and trying to get it done. But two would certainly be amazing, and we've been so close. And a couple of heartbreaking years in 18 and 19 we'd like to make up for.
Individual title aside,
I mean, I think it does. I think, you know, I feel like we've always throughout the year been looking towards Hendrick to say, hey, those are the guys we got to beat. You know, those guys are, they pretty much been the fastest guys on average everywhere we go. And, so yeah, I mean, I think we've been right there nipping at their heels. Hopefully, this weekend we can beat them.
Do you think Hendrick maybe has talked about more this season just because of the total wins and whatnot? And
yeah.
Can come in and swoop?
Yeah, I mean, they've had a lot of wins. They've been fast. They've done a great job. They've got, you know, great drivers, great teams, et cetera. And, you know, but Final Four, it's – we'll see. You know, we all got equal opportunity here. So, Phoenix has been a good track. 750 tracks have been kind of what we've been our best at this year, not only JGR but the 19 especially. And, you know, all four of our wins have come on, you know, with this package and these rules. And I enjoy the 750 stuff, so I'm fired up and excited about this weekend. I think we can get it done.
No matter what happens this weekend, I mean, what's been the biggest surprise overall for you this year as far as teams, drivers, or when you look down the line?
I think just how competitive it's been across the series. I mean, I think, you know, from what I can remember, the most competitive year just I know, you know, Larson's won a lot of races, but I think across the board, it's every week you just never really know who was going to show up and who was going to show out. And we've seen a lot of guys really competitive that we haven't in the past, and I think we've seen a lot of guys that were, you know, really competitive in the past be inconsistent, you know, including us. We had a real up-and-down kind of season, a lot of wins, but a lot of weird races, you know. I know I credit that to no practice and a lot of that kind of thing, but I just feel like it was really competitive throughout the field, and there was not a lot of room for mistakes, and, you know, a lot of really fast cars out there battling this year.
Was there a driver that underperformed this year that you thought would be
I have a hard time always just blaming things on drivers these days. I've been through a lot and understand, you know, the sport as a whole, it takes a lot more than a good driver to do things. Yeah.
Martin, at the end of the day Sunday, do you think that having practice and qualifying this weekend will have played a factor one way or the other in the championship?
I definitely think it'll play a factor. I don't know that, you know, if you could have a crystal ball that you'd say the practice is going to change who wins the race. I don't know if you could say that, but I think it's going to change it up. I think it's going to make it more competitive. I do feel like that. And I feel like it really removes the opportunity for somebody to just really completely step on their own toes and really make a mistake or a bad decision that hurts them. So I think it'll be, I mean, I honestly think it's a more fair competition for four guys to all have practice and go out there and lay it on the line and see who can do the best job. I do. I think that's always – that had always been our strong point. You know, we would always, I can remember, I don't know how many races we won where we were unloaded in practice. We were absolutely god awful, like just terrible. It's like, guys, we're way off. Let's go to work. And we ended up winning the race. And that happened a lot of times. And there was a lot of times, even after practice on Saturday, we would wholesale the thing and go out and win. You know, so I have a lot of confidence in my team when it comes down to that. And usually if we can get some good laps in practice and, you know, get a good feel for the car and give that information and start to work on it, we can make some stuff happen.
What's the morale on the team been like? Because you mentioned a lot of wins, but your first three wins were fairly early, and then there was a long stretch without anything until Richmond. What's the mindset with the team been like, especially through that summer stretch?
It's been really good, honestly. I don't know that we'd ever lost confidence. I know we made a few mistakes along the way, and we got, you know, aggressive on some things and you know, maybe just beat ourselves a few times. But I think through it all, we've stayed confident, stayed aggressive, and, you know, the team's done a good job. They've had fun this year, I feel like, and they've been excited, and they've really, really worked hard. And they always go to the extra mile, which is, I think, part of the reason why we're here. They're never shy about putting in extra work and staying late and doing more than – you know, more than they really have to try to get an edge. And, you know, I'm a lucky guy to get to drive cars that my guys build.
You and Chase are the only two in this fight who have been in a championship, in a position to win a championship and execute that and complete that goal. What does that do for your team's preparation coming in here? I know yours was obviously a different track, but what does that do knowing that you've been able to go into a race with everything on the line and achieve that already?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think it's just confidence at the end of the day, and it's understanding, you know, we've been in this Final Four, I guess our fifth time now, so not only me, but James and some guys on our team, you understand the big picture and, you know, kind of how to control the moment and not let it overtake your emotions and, you know, make decisions just out of, you know, because you're going crazy and you don't know how to know, you know, the moment's too big for you, I guess is what I'm trying to say. So, I mean, just – we know how to do that and, you know, keep under control and understand the situation and make good decisions. So I think at the end of the day, that's important. And having that one under your belt certainly gives you confidence.
Is there any one of these other three competitors that you feel is your biggest competition? Is there any one that you're looking at?
I mean, honestly, I feel like they're all potential competition. It just depends really on, you know, who hits it right and who can make the best decisions for their race car and Sunday. And, you know, it's going to come down to pit stops and strategy and track position, all those things that come into play normally. But I really don't know that one sticks out other than, you know, like I mentioned earlier, the Hendrick cars have been really fast. But at the 750 tracks, we've been really fast. So I feel like it's going to be a really, really strong competition and really close, really tough one. Well, we won, so.
I know you won, but I'm curious. But sometimes, even when you win, you don't have the best car. Did you feel?
We definitely had the best car, no question. And you know, we had to pit for some damage at the end of stage one, and drove all the way through the field to second in stage two, and then, you know, took the lead in stage three and never looked back. And then we had a little bit of issue on a restart and lost, you know, fell back to fifth or something and drove our way back to the front again. So I definitely felt like we had the best car, but that doesn't guarantee anything to answer your question. You know, we need to make sure we hit it right. And obviously it's that was a while ago. Things have changed, you know, rules, tech procedures, et cetera. Things will be a little bit different. Certainly the weather's going to be different. It's going to be hotter out here than it was then as well. So no PJ1, just spraying resin, I think, today and then not again all week. So the track's going to be different. And you gotta go out there and practice and do what you always do. And that is, you know, use your best guess, intuition, and your feel and your gut and engineering and all those things that go into it, put it all together and hopefully mash it all together and come out with a winning car on Sunday.
So if you have a car, if the car feels as good as it did in the spring, you're going to be tough to beat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, that was the best car I've ever had here in my whole career. I've been coming here since in 2004. So car felt really good. It did a lot of really good things. And if we can make that happen again and hopefully have even more speed, we're going to be tough to handle. No, I don't think so, but I don't even know. I was telling somebody earlier, I don't know. Like, you don't even look at that anymore. the newest car is always the best car. It's not like the back in the day when we had our favorites. They all felt different. You know, they'd build a couple cars and you'd be like, ah, that one still feels the best. So you keep running it. Nowadays, the newest one is usually the best one.
Is anybody building new cars? I mean, do you have any idea if you guys have built new cars even with the next gen coming?
We've built new cars, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, they don't mess around when it comes to, if they think there's something better, they're gonna make it. Yeah.
Denny was saying he thrives off chaos, like the more that's swirling around him in his life and
awesome.
What's going on, the better for him.
Not me. Like, I just don't want any. I don't care to have any of that. So it's.
What do you thrive off? A quiet week fishing and just hanging out?
Yeah, I mean, just having fun, enjoying life, you know, doing what I love to do and getting to do this as well. I mean, this is, racing is amazing. It's awesome. It's a best job in the world. So, yeah, I just enjoy doing the things I love to do and I'm lucky to get to do them.
With Reston being a key contributor to the track, how do you feel about running it compared to the PJ1, especially at track like Phoenix?
You know, honestly, it seemed like so far the where we've used the resin, it's not been much different than PJ1. It's a little bit, I would call a little bit less treacherous, a little bit less sensitive to, you know, temperature and things. You know, PJ1, it seemed like we always would start the race and it would be like super slippery for a couple laps, and then it would come in and then it would get like super gripped up, and it was just, it changed a lot, you know, throughout the day. It seems like the resin is just a little more consistent. And for whatever reason, so far, hasn't even seemed to wear off as bad, which is interesting. Just more consistent, I think, which is a good thing.
And with the confidence that you've had pretty much all season, despite that long stretch of what I winning, do you embrace coming into the championship for being essentially the dark horse compared to the other three that have been able to win as of late?
Richmond, of course. Yeah, I mean, I don't see how we're the dark horse by any means, but I feel great about our opportunity and, you know, winning here in the spring and, you know, 750 tracks have been where we've been strong this year. And so here we are.
Not a dark horse, but Wally said earlier this week that Joe Gibbs Racing is the underdogs compared to going up against him. Do you agree with that?
I don't know. I mean, it's just being here in Phoenix, I don't agree with that. You know, I think this is our kind of racetrack, you know. But we'll see. You know, they've won more races. You know, Larson obviously has won more. But the Nine hasn't won an oval all year. I mean, he's only won a road courses. So I definitely don't think we're underdogs.
What's the respect level between the four of you? Last week you all talked about how deserving everybody was to be here. But you four drivers, what relationship, what respect level is there?
A high level of respect from me towards all those guys. You know, Chase has been a champion already, even as young as he is. And you know, Larson, amazing driver, obviously what he's done this season. And then Denny's, you know, I've raced with him since 2003. Have run a lot of laps with these guys, never had any issues, race very clean. So, I mean, from my standpoint, the way I gauge and judge my respect for them is how do they race on the racetrack? What are they capable of? And, you know, honestly, three of the best guys out there to be racing with and three of the best guys out there that you have to beat on a weekly basis, let alone, you know, for a final race, you know, heads up.
With this being your first experience racing for a championship here in Phoenix, I'm curious if there's anything different about preparing for this year's championship race that you may have had in previous championship experiences when you were racing for a title at Homestead.
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously the tracks just being so different is really the only difference in the preparation here. You know, how you approach this place is so different. And so, you know, that's really it. Aside from that, the same working with the team and talking with them and having a game plan and, you know, trying to figure out how to work through practice and how to qualify again. We haven't done that in a long time, so it's going to be a lot of fun this weekend.
What are some of those differences that you mentioned?
Just the track, you know, how you approach it. Homestead's super, super fast, but super high tire wear. So you're always kind of in a compromise there of, you know, how fast can we make the car take off to how much is it going to fall off as far as where you want the balance and how you want it to drive and things like that. And, you know, here tires aren't really a big deal. They do fall off some, especially, you know, here lately, but, you know, you got to be able to take off fast here and hopefully just make it hang on enough to stay with the field.
How much of an emphasis will you guys put on qualifying tomorrow?
Well, we want to qualify well, obviously. It's not a big deal, I don't think, if you do, but, you know, you don't want to start your weekend off that way, and you want to be fast. You know, if you want to be fast, you want to be confident in what you're doing and your decisions and then driving the car as well. So, more than anything, I think it's going to be fun to do it again. And, yeah, at the end of the day, I don't think it's going to like you can qualify bad and still win it, I promise you.
Do you feel like it's you against the other three, or is it more like JGR versus Hendrick?
No, it's us versus them three. I mean, every year in the championship, it's, you know, obviously we want Joe Gibbs Racing to win it, but our focus is not on the 11 car. Our focus is on us. So, yeah, it's every man for himself.
What do you think gives you the biggest advantage in winning? Like, why do you think you're going to win?
Well, I've won here in the spring, and I've won the championship before. So those are two things in my favor.
Are you guys going to share data with the 11 all weekend long?
As far as I know. I mean, yeah, just, yeah, as far as I know, it'll be business as usual till the race starts. And then it's, you know, like every weekend, we work together all weekend, and the race starts, and we go race each other.
You know, 2017 was such an emotional championship, and you guys said it was destined to be yours. How did you compare going into championship week this week, you know, and how different – things must be since then?
Yeah, I mean, I felt like the weight of the world was on our shoulders in 17 just because we had the best car all year long. We were the best team all year long. We won the most races. We led the most laps. We were basically in the position Larson's in right now. And we hadn't won a championship. So we were like, if we don't win this, you know, we really screwed up because we should win this. We were the team to beat. That's always an interesting position to be in. So I guess if you feel like if you didn't win it, you're a failure. And this weekend, you know, it's like we definitely are excited to be here. We know we have a great shot at it, but we don't have the weight of the world on our shoulders. We've done this before. We've been here before. We understand what it takes. And honestly, we're enjoying it. We're having fun, and we're looking forward to going out there and doing the best job we can this weekend, and just going out there and winning it.
Do you like being in this position versus where Larson's at right now?
I mean, being in the Final Four in any of the years, I feel like it's always, for me, it's always felt great. Like even 2015 when we had no expectations, and or, you know, 2019 when we had a decent year, but felt like we could win Homestead. So I don't know. I mean, it's just good to be here, honestly. It's hard to compare them all, but definitely don't feel like the weight of the world's on our shoulders, that's for sure. It'll be huge. Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's crazy to think about. And I was actually thinking about that very thing this week that, you know, how cool would it be to win the championship and get to have the car, like the last Gen 6 car that ever won a race, you know? But to the fact that these things are all built by hand, and literally every single piece of our car is built at JGR except for the engine, is pretty special. And a lot of special people there working on them. It'd be awesome to be able to bring the win home for all those guys that have to change what they're doing next year. You know, a lot of them changing jobs even. Some of them even losing their job, unfortunately. So it'd be awesome to win it for all those men and women that build these things.
How do you compare the championship environment here in Phoenix to that of Homestead, Miami?
You know, I don't know that it's a whole lot different. I feel like as different as the racetracks are, they still race kind of similar, right? Like Phoenix here, we're starting to get some tire wear. We get some long runs. The field gets kind of separated. And then if you get a caution, you have a restart. And the restarts here are pretty crazy with the dog leg on the back straightaway, just like a mile and a half. You know, you get 3, 4, 5 wide, just like a mile and a half. And it's like, okay, you know, we're at a mile track. This is nuts. So kind of similar, really. As different as they are, they kind of race somewhat similar in that regard as far as, like, just excitement level and just, you know, in your head, like, it's not a laid-back race by any means. It's pretty wild.
And what about the host cities themselves? That is different.
Oh, it's a lot different. The only thing similar is the temperature. I mean, we're a long ways from Homestead, but, you know, definitely fun places, and fan support really is what sticks out to me. And that's, I think, the reason why we've brought the Final Four here is the fans. You look at the amount of campers and the excitement at Phoenix every year, and, you know, sold out again right now. So the excitement level from the fans is why we're here, and you know, that's one thing we can't separate from racetracks.
Does this year feel any similar, or I guess maybe different compared to 2017 when you won it?
You know, the only thing difference is I think 2017 we were dominant throughout the year. We won a ton of races, and this year we've been just kind of, you know, really dominant on 750 tracks, and, you know, kind of just hanging around there on the, you know, 550 tracks. So definitely not a dominant car. Like Larson is kind of who we were in 2017, right? Winning the most races, but I feel like we've won the right races when you look at Phoenix and being here in this championship race. So I think we got the edge.
And then Denny had said that if himself or Kyle didn't win the championship, it'd kind of be a disappointment of a year. I'm curious how you felt about that and if that gives you more motivation to go out there and get it done.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really care for either of those two to win. So I'm hoping we do it, and you know, I don't really care what they think.
Martin Truex back in the Peak Nation, and Martin, when I walk into a restaurant, and I get in my favorite seat, it feels damn good.
Yeah.
Favorite meal. When you walk into a track like this that you've had success, is it better to run at a track that you're more comfortable with versus a championship track, Homestead, or another track that's like, oh my God, I can't stand that track?
Oh well, no question. Anytime you're going to a place you've had success, especially this year, you're like licking your chops, like, all right, yeah, this is good, this is real good. So I'm feeling great about, you know, being able to win here this year, being that we've been so good on the 750 tracks, you know, winning at Richmond just in the playoffs, which is probably the closest, most similar track to Phoenix. I'm feeling pretty good about things right now.
Let's talk a little bit about your success this year, though, because have you been playing with your fan base? You were great, had a 3-win streak, and then suddenly it was just kind of mediocre. And was that to test things to get into the playoffs? All you had to do was guarantee you got to Phoenix, where you've won. Was there a strategy going on this year that you're not telling us about?
Not really. I mean, we weren't trying to stink up some of those races. We really weren't. We were trying hard, and it's just been kind of a weird year. There's been a lot of competition out there in the racetrack, and the 550 bigger tracks haven't been very good to us. Through the summer, we got a stretch of just crazy things happening with some of the road courses. We got some strategy things and flat tires and getting run into, which I'm over getting run into this year, but hopefully this weekend we can all keep it clean and come home clean. But no, we were testing a little bit, but nothing crazy. So it's just been one of those years up and down.
What has been the explanation then for your dominance in the 750 horsepower tracks?
It's a comfort level for me. It's what I really enjoy. I mean, I've really, 2017, that's what we ran. In 2018, that's what we ran. And I just have developed comfort level for that low downforce and high horsepower. You got to really drive the car, and you're sliding all the time. And it just fits my style. The 550 wide, hold a wide open stuff has just not been something I've been great at yet. I'm still learning, trying to get better at it. So part of it's that, and then part of it's our cars, I think, are just better in that configuration. I think the 550 configuration for our Toyotas just hasn't been good, and we haven't been able to make it work. So it's a combination of things, but I'm happy that it's here this weekend because it's a big deal, and I feel like we can go out and win it.
You talked a little bit earlier about how the fan base here in Phoenix is so great. You love seeing all the campers out there. You have a camper out there. Let's just say you're not a race car driver. You're just partying, having fun for the Phoenix finale, the NASCAR Cup finale. What's stocked in your fridge? How is your place decorated? Tell us about the Martin Truex camper as a fan.
I mean, the only thing you need is steaks and beer, so maybe brats. Stuff to grill and a cooler full of beer. That's all I need to go camping.
Do you have Excedrin in your?
I carry it in my backpack.
But that also leads me to something here. Denny Hamlin's a hothead. Kyle Busch is a hothead. We're all hothead to a degree.
Yeah.
And she's seen it being married to me for a few years. But I've learned to control it. I've not seen you go bonkers, man, to go nuclear on anybody. What the hell's going on? Can I have some of that magic medicine that you got, Martin Truex?
It's mind over matter. I get mad, too. Trust me, I get real mad a lot of times. And just, it's like you said, you got to learn how to control it. Know when to hold them, know when to fold them.
If cameras weren't on 24/7, what you got in and out of that car, would we see a different Truex?
Probably not. I mean, I'm pretty good at handling my emotions. I mean, I sometimes just stuff them down inside and they take a while to come out and I just bury them. But for the most part, I'm pretty good at controlling myself.
But if Denny steals your steak, it's game on, bro.
Yeah, nobody steals my steak.
Thanks, man.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, guys. Appreciate it.
Hey, Martin.
How's it going?
So how did... You've done this a few times now. You've made the championship four.
I have.
How does this feel different?
It doesn't really feel that different. It feels I didn't make it last year, so I'm sure that was probably the most different feeling one than ever, It feels kind of like we're getting back to normal. It's good to be here with everybody and talking about it, but I don't know. I feel really confident. I don't know that I felt confident in other ones, but this one, I don't know. I just feel a little bit different, a little bit better, and a little bit more relaxed. I think the more you do this, the more relaxed you get about it, and the more you understand the situation and how to worry about what you can control and not the other outside noise. And I don't know, just feeling good.
How much of that relaxed feeling has to do with like what you had to go through in the round of eight? Because it was not an easy three races.
Yeah, definitely a stress reliever after that to make it, you know, to be here. This is like, okay, this is nothing compared to, you know, 50, 60 laps ago in Martinsville so, or the Roval or whatever. So, yeah, it's been a wild playoffs, and we've been lucky to make it through for sure. But got a great team, got a great opportunity, and it's kind of like our year, you know. It's been like kind of just up and down, you know, like the last couple weeks. And then, boom, we'll just win a race, you know. So it's time to boom win a race this weekend.
Because I feel like you have kind of surprised some people, even yourself, you know, at Martinsville with that finish. Where do you think that comes from?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, honestly, I really don't. It's sometimes these things just happen, and it's hard to put your finger on them. You know, just like our summer, how we had, you know, we went 8 or 9 weeks or 10 weeks or whatever, something in there, just without finishing in the top five or leading the lap or just. We were fast enough to at times, you know, it's not like we were making huge mistakes or beating ourselves that bad. It's just circumstances sometimes in racing. Sometimes things go your way, sometimes they don't. You know, last week in Martinsville, I think that's a good example that we had a great day going. We get run into once or twice and we're out. You know, we go from a nice smooth day, plus 5, 6, 7, whatever, scoring good stage points, minding our own business. You know, we get pushed up into the marbles one time. Next thing you know, we're out and we're in a bad spot. You know, we got damaged and we're getting hit and we got to pass cars. Somehow we ended up fourth. So, I mean, it's racing. You know, things get crazy and sometimes things happen you can't control. But I think the reason we're able to bounce back is because of the way we race. The team, our experience, our confidence, our work ethic, and the fact that we are capable of winning on any given weekend, any given track. And so when it all comes together, we can win anywhere.
How do you think, if at all, qualifying or practice will impact this weekend in the race?
I thought earlier when I said that I think it'll be a more even playing field for all of us. You know, I think it's still, even this to this day, it's still easy to make a wrong assumption on something and have something in your car that you can't get out without practice. You can't fix in the race. So. I would say it should make it more competitive between the four of us. I think you'll see all four of us run well. I don't think you'll see one guy out to lunch, which potentially you could have if we didn't have practice.
Martin, what does it mean to do this with James? You know, he took a lot of flack at first that he's not Cole.
Sure.
Last year. Now, you guys ran well last year, but to be here, what do you think that means to him, or what does it mean for you to be here?
Yeah, no, it's great for him. It's a great confidence booster for him for, you know, going forward, but really just, you know, just kind of reward for all his hard work, you know, and his grit, determination, and what he's put into it. He works so hard. I mean, no question, hands down, one of the hardest working people I've ever met. And, you know, so it's just a great reward for him to see that pay off and for our team to pay off. To your point, he did, you know, he had a lot of pressure. He stepped in, he had big shoes to fill. You know, you look at what Cole did and what Cole did for me and, you know, and James working beside him understood what he was taking over. You know, he knew that there was going to be high expectations. It's not like he, you know, just got surprised or whatever. So just proud of him, you know, for his work and his hard work. And, you know, I'd love to give him a championship, his first one, hopefully not his last. No, I don't think so. I mean, as far as I could tell, it's as, you know, you pretty much can't get him out of the shop. You can't get our guys, you know, they work till 3:30 in the morning Monday night. I mean, they're a beast, man, all of them. I got the best team, no question. They always go the extra mile. They put in so much extra effort. And I really feel lucky to have that and appreciate it. And I know how far it goes because – you know, I know, you know, a lot of what we've been able to do over the years has been because of them going the extra mile, putting in the extra effort. And James, all of them, they're beasts.
And the moment won't be too big for him because he's been here before. This just might be
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I mean, I think he understands it. You know, so far, like this week, talking to him, I was at the shop yesterday. I think everything's great. I mean, he feels good. I know he's confident in this weekend and what we're doing. And, you know, we've got practice to iron it out, which I think kind of eases the pressure on the engineer and the crew chief more than anyone, you know, because they're the ones making the guesses and the assumptions and, you know, looking at the weather and saying, okay, we got to do this because of that. And there's 800 of those that they do every week that they sit on pins and needles about, you know, waiting for the race to start to see how the car is going to be. So I think that probably eases everybody's mind a little bit more than normal, just having a little practice.
When you look at the team dynamics, we got two from Gibbs, two from Hendrick. I mean, this isn't two-on-two basketball or anything like that. I mean, how much do you balance, you know, the teamwork aspect of this with, you know, what you guys individually are fighting for? Is it different this week than any other week on those kind of goals?
No, I really don't think it is. I mean, I think at the end of the day, we obviously both want a Gibbs car to win. 11 and 19, obviously we both want a Gibbs car to win, but we want it to be ours. I mean, let's be honest. We work together all week, show up at the racetrack. We'll work together through practice and qualifying. And, you know, Sunday morning, that's it. It's over. You know, they'll talk pitch strategy during the race or whatever's happening, like they always do, I would say. But on the racetrack, we're racing. Like there's no teamwork. You know, we're not helping each other. We're racing to win. And I'm sure the other team's the same way, which that's just the way the sport is. It's every man for themselves once Sunday rolls around.
Do you feel like you kind of like slipped in unnoticed to the championship core compared to the other guys?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I don't know. I really don't care. I mean, those are the kind of things I don't really think about. And, I mean, I feel like, you know, we deserve to be here. We worked really hard to get here, and we have a really good opportunity ahead of us to be able to win this thing.
What does it mean to be able to share being in the championship with Sherry after kind of the year that she's had?
Yeah, I mean, it's always great to have her at the racetrack, and you know, she's such a big part of what we do. She's a big force behind our team and behind me of, you know, working hard and never giving up on the racetrack and just, you know, kind of seeing things through till the end no matter what. So always good to have her here. Hopefully we'll you know, make her proud on Sunday.
What do you think is the most important asset you have as a driver that will help you this weekend that maybe the other three drivers don't have?
I think my ability just to stay, you know, stay focused in the moment, in the bad stuff. You know, there's nothing I can't get through. Nothing's going to fluster me. I don't ever give up. You know, if it comes down to we all have to grind it out, my money's on me. Thank you.